1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Former Marine Trevor Reed, who was freed last year from Russian detention in a prisoner exchange with the U.S., was injured while fighting in Ukraine against Russian attacks. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel confirmed the reports, but says Reed was there independently.
We are aware that Trevor Reed was injured while participating in fighting in Ukraine.
The State Department says Reed received help from a non-governmental organization to travel to Germany for medical treatment. The heat continues to break records. Injuries and deaths are rising due to triple-digit temperatures. And off Florida's south coast, climate and weather teams say the ocean temperature yesterday logged at over 101 degrees, and it could be a global record. The Biden administration has announced it's canceling the debt of 7,400 students who went to College America in Colorado, sued for lying about its successes. It's the latest effort to fix the faults within the Education Department's student loan system. This is ABC News. The son of NBA legend LeBron James is recovering after suffering cardiac arrest.
Bronny James is now in stable condition, according to his family, who says LeBron James's son suffered cardiac arrest while working out with the USC basketball team on Monday morning, and that initially he was in the ICU but has since been stabilized. The LA Fire Department says it had a medical call in the area where the team was practicing and that the patient was transported to a hospital. Bronny James has been a rising star in the world of college basketball and the future of USC's basketball program, with many believing, like his dad, he'll end up in the NBA. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Striking union actors rallying today in New York's Times Square. Ezra Knight is the New York local president.
I'm one of the 90% of actor performers in SAG-AFTRA who live one audition at a time. Sometimes one paycheck at a time.
Members of SAG-AFTRA are striking for a change in pay structure in the age of streaming and AI. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A crash in Winnebago County yesterday closed part of Highway 41 southbound for over an hour. The incident occurred at 853 near an off-ramp at Highway 26 south in Oshkosh. The exit is the major interchange for Whitman Airport. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, numerous agencies responded to the scene and Flight for Life had to be called. The EAA Air Venture opened yesterday, making it one of the busiest travel days of the year in the Fox Valley. Well, the Packers made a shrewd business move yesterday. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Milwaukee company that created the literal cheesehead has been bought out by the Packers. The football team says they've acquired Foamation Inc., the company behind the original cheesehead hat. The cheesehead has become a well-known symbol for Wisconsinites and Packers fans, and the team explains that they saw an opportunity to grow the brand.
Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs.
But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a lot of it. We're going to get right to it. The grand jury deciding whether to indict Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. on the January 6th insurrection and the entire plan, the plot, which, by the way, was not just January 6th. A number of the callers on this show have pointed that out when you call in. This was a systematic effort over a period of at least a month or two to simply reject the results of the 2020 election and stall him. January 6th was just part of it. January 6th was just part of it. So let's get right to it. Where are we? People said last week that it might have issued this week, the indictment, because Trump was given 4 days till last Thursday to appear before the grand jury. And of course he didn't, and no criminal defendant does, because nothing you can say is going to change the result. And you don't want to go on the record under oath before a grand jury and simply give the prosecution more cross-examination material against you. Of course, Trump talks all the time. He's provided a lot of evidence every time he shoots his mouth off on television, on Truth Social, on a lot of different forums at rallies that are televised. In any event, here's what we're at. This grand jury in Washington sits twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And by the way, if anybody out there has ever been called for a grand jury service, I'd like to hear from you, and I'll tell you why. I've been called for jury service 4 or 5 times. They're only supposed to do it every few years, but I get called. I enjoy going down there. I never get picked. They look at me, you know, a lawyer. They don't want lawyers on the jury. They want people who each side thinks he can influence. But in any event, that's for a discrete period of time. You get called for a jury. They call it a petite jury as opposed to a grand jury. This is French. So a little jury and a big jury. The jury that you're familiar with is a petite jury, and that's the one many of you have gotten called for. But a grand jury, you don't get called for a couple of weeks max, or usually just for a day or two to see if you even get picked. The grand jury, you can be picked for, you can be called for a year. Now, you're not sitting the whole time. You get called in when you're needed. You're hearing evidence in a lot of different cases. In this Washington grand jury, there are apparently 23 people on the grand jury, 23. 16 of them are a quorum. So if 15 show up, they got to go home. They can't do anything. It did not meet today. It's supposed to meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It didn't meet today. Why didn't it meet today? I have no idea. Maybe only 15 people showed up. You know, unlike a regular petite jury that you get called to, where you don't show up, you're in a lot of trouble. The same with a grand jury, but, you know, a year is a long time. People have jobs. And so they'll excuse people much more frequently than from a petite jury. In any event, it didn't sit today. It's going to sit Thursday till noon. A lot of the speculation is that they'll come to a decision on Thursday. If they come to a decision on Thursday, the indictment could issue that afternoon, or the prosecutor could wait till Friday. So it's possible there'll be an indictment against Trump this week. I do not think it's likely that there will not be an indictment, because the old adage in criminal law is that a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. What does that mean? It means that the only lawyer the grand jury hears from in an advocacy sense is the prosecutor. The defense isn't even told there's a grand jury early on, unless the prosecutor wants to. No exculpatory evidence is shown, and it doesn't have to be. Hearsay is fine. They can put a police officer or some and have an affidavit and say, here's what I've been told. They only hear one side of it. In my entire career in Milwaukee practicing law over 40 years, there's one example of a grand jury that did not return an indictment, even though the prosecutor wanted it. And that was a case where a very prominent, good Milwaukee company was accused of some technical violation of the law, a regulatory violation, and the grand jury didn't want any part of that. But in every other case, it's like falling off a log for the prosecutor. So there will be an indictment, in my view. If it's not doesn't come out by Friday or late Thursday, would it come out next week? I would assume so. This grand jury can't continue to not meet. So that's where we stand. And now I'm going to talk a little more about the background of this grand jury, but I'm going to quick go to the lines. Bob and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. Bob, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, I did sit on a grand jury once, and 140 indictments in Eugene, Oregon, in May of 1985. And the thing that bothered me were the sex cases. Everything else, you know, you went home at night, it was okay. But when they had a bunch of sex cases on, it made you sick to your stomach. That's the one thing I clearly remember. So property crimes, okay, but sex crimes are just so disgusting.
So you guys met and you issued 145 indictments. Good for you. You did a lot of work, and then the prosecutor gave the evidence. And were there any cases where you refused to bring an indictment even though the prosecutor wanted it?
Yes. There were a couple pornography things. In fact, the prosecutors brought in two cases of pornography, and one was heterosexual and one was homosexual. And the indictment went out against the homosexual, but not the heterosexual. I voted against both of them, but there was another male in the group that flipped his vote and thought the homosexuals were worse than the heterosexuals. So that indictment didn't go through. And with only one charge to go against the defendant, they didn't have as much bargaining room in the trial and so forth.
You know, that is fascinating. And I want to say something about pornography cases. Bob, thank you so much for calling in. That was a mini lesson for any lawyer listening to this, that there were some cases, even though the prosecutor, this is in Oregon in 1985. In 1985, believe it or not, there were still prosecutions for pornography. Now, unless it's child pornography, there are no prosecutions. But I remember back in 1985, there was a lawyer in Milwaukee. He told a bunch of us in a seminar that he had represented some of those porn shops along the interstate near Kenosha, and these were ones where he criminally charged them. He didn't need a grand jury, but it went to trial, and there were acquittals. The defense got acquittals for the simple reason that everybody looked, hey, look, these are adults, mind your own business. And that was a fascinating call from Bob. Thank you very, very much. Let me get back to the indictment of Donald Trump. The indictment of Donald Trump, remember, this is not just a bunch of yahoos getting lathered up and going to the Capitol on January 6th, even though five people were killed or died. One was shot. One was trampled to death. There were suicides. Fanon, one of the officers, had brain damage and had a heart attack, and he was being beaten. And he said, please, I have four daughters. This is an officer. Why the hell should he have to plead for his life? Why should he have to plead for his life? This is wrong. But it wasn't just that. And yes, Trump did gin that up. But remember the testimony before the January 6th committee last year, that Donahue, one of the superb senior guy in the Department of Justice. He was at a meeting. Trump called him in and he said, I want you to say that the Department of Justice found corruption. Leave the rest to me and the Republican Congress. And because Donahue said, no, wait a minute, there wasn't corruption. Trump said, it doesn't matter. Just say there was. Leave it to me and the rest of the Republican Congress. The Republican Congress is crooked. They're crooked as a dog's hind leg. The plan was, remember the Green Bay sweep, the plan was that Pence would then have the fake electors, one of them given to him by Ron Johnson, and these other, and Pence was supposed to get up there and say, wait a minute, the Department of Justice said there was corruption. What do I know? I have two sets of electors for these six states. You decide. And then the genius of this wicked plot was that it is not decided by the House. It's decided by congressional delegation. Each state get one vote. So California gets one vote, but Wyoming gets one vote. You see, New York gets one vote, but Idaho gets one vote. And there are more than half of those delegations that are majority Republican, and bingo, Trump is back as president. That's what went on. And Trump did this in Ukraine, if you recall, telling Zelensky that just say that you have an investigation of Biden, leave the rest to me. Erdogan in Turkey did this. He had his opponent, mayor of Istanbul, just recently put in jail for 2 years. Putin did this. When he took power, he had his opponent put in prison. This is America, guys. And anybody out there who thinks that somehow you're voting for Trump, you're not voting for America. And I'll tell you what, message to the attorney general in this state, Josh, my friend Josh, prosecute the fake electors. For God's sake, prosecute the fake electors. You are seeing them prosecuted in Michigan. You'll see them prosecuted in Georgia. Prosecute the fake electors. This is part of this Green Bay sweep. They've demonized the Green Bay Packers, for God's sake. That's what they did. And that is what is going on here. I'm glad that Bob of Madison called in to talk about his experience as a grand jury person. They're very, very rare. There are not many people called to grand juries. He came back with 145 indictments. Of the two pornography ones, they came back with one of them, which was a miscarriage of justice. Neither one of them should come back, but and a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich. Stay tuned for next week. I think this indictment, if it doesn't come down Friday, will come down next week. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
There are few events bringing people together from 80 different countries, but it's happening right now at the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh.
You always come for the airplanes, but then you come back for the people.
Dick Napinski's worked at EAA for more than 30 years, and despite its growth from hosting 150 to 600,000 people, people. He calls this a special event for the area.
They fly in from across the country and around the world to be here. There is a culture here with Air Venture that it has grown organically over 70 years.
It's enough growth. Oshkosh is considered the busiest airport in the world during the week of the EAA fly-in. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr. Hear more of my interview with Dick at civicmedia.us.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 70. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High of 83. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 67. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid 80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 88.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
That's the girl what she wanted to be.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. On August 23rd, there will be the first Republican debate in Milwaukee. Apparently, it's at the Fiserv Arena. Why is it in Milwaukee? Because the Republican Party has an internal rule. It's not a rule of law. It's just their internal rule. That the first debate will be in the location of their eventual convention, which is next July in Milwaukee. The first one is August 23rd. Okay. By August 21st, these candidates have to certify whether they're in or out. What do you mean? Why wouldn't they all want to be in? Yeah, they all want to be in, but they're not all going to be in because here are the rules and here is who qualifies. First of all, they have to hit fundraising and polling thresholds. Secondly, they have to sign a loyalty oath that they will support the eventual nominee. Let's take a look at who qualifies and what it takes to qualify. Financially, they have to have 40,000 individual donors with at least 200 donors coming from 20 different states. And they have to be individual donors, not people with fake names and that kind of thing. B, they have to show up in the polls as 1% or greater in three national surveys, or two national and two early state polls. And these polls have to be at least 800 likely primary voters. There are very few polls, by the way. That's an expensive poll that has 800 primary voters. Very few. Many of them have 400, 450. That's a problem for lesser known candidates. It's a real problem. Now, as of July 24th, the Republican National Committee said that there were two national polls and three early state polls that qualify. In other words, they had 800 primary voters. So who's in, who's out, and then I'm going to get to the lines. Don't hang up. Trump is in, but I'm going to make a prediction. I don't think he's going to show up. He's ahead by how many points? All he can do is give legitimacy to the other candidates. He has no legitimacy in my eyes or most people's eyes, and neither do these other candidates, but that's the way he's looking at it. DeSantis will qualify, but remember something. It requires that he take a loyalty oath, among other things, and that he says that he is going to support Trump if Trump is the nominee. And I don't see how anybody with any character can say that. On the other hand, DeSantis has acted like a mini Trump, and I'm sure he doesn't care because he's very, very similar. Nikki Haley apparently will qualify. What that means is she's certified that she has 40,000 individual donors, et cetera, et cetera. But it also says that she would support Trump if he's the nominee, and she has made that pledge. I think she's, and the other thing about her campaign, which is really weird, is she attacks the Democratic Party for the identity being the identity politics party. But then she said that one of her credentials is she's a woman with a Sikh background. Now, hey, look, Nikki, I got some word for you. Either you're playing the card or you're not playing the card. If you're attacking Democrats, knock it off. Tim Scott of South Carolina says he qualifies. Okay. Vivek Ramaswamy, a tech guy, wants to increase the voting age, believe it or not, to 25, says he qualifies. His chances are slim to none, and Slim just left town. Chris Christie said he qualifies, but what that means is he said that he'll support Trump if he's the nominee. I think Chris Christie ruins whatever, and I don't want him as president, but it ruins whatever message he's trying to send. There's another guy who qualifies named Doug Burgum, believe it or not, governor of North Dakota. I don't know how many of you have heard of Doug Burgum. I didn't hear about him until this thing. He qualifies on the money because virtually everybody, you know, gets 1%. If anybody listening to the show, anybody ran for the Republican or Democratic nomination, you would get 1%. Some people would like your name. Some people would have the same name. The 1% is ridiculous. But here's how Doug Burgum got 40,000 donors. And I think this is a criminal offense. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not a prosecutor, but I am a lawyer. This sounds very strange to me. Here's what he did. If you send him $1, that's a contribution, he will send you $20. That's how he got 40,000. He's a very, very wealthy guy. What kind of a deal is that? What kind of a deal is that? Hey, Will Hurd's not going to make it, former congressman from Texas, because he won't support Trump. Francis Suarez, mayor of Miami, and Larry Elder, who's, I don't know, a radio guy, probably aren't going to make it because no one knows about him. Asa Hutchinson is doubtful, and I like Asa Hutchinson. I mean, he's a right-wing nut, but he is sort of semi-honest looking. Governor of Arkansas, I don't think he has 40,000 anybody. Believe it or not, Mike Pence does not have 40,000 donors yet, and he's not sure he'll make it. I don't see how Asa Hutchinson and Mike Pence can say they'll support Trump, but apparently they have. Okay, we're coming up on a break. I see you on the lines. Rather than give you 30 seconds, I'm going to say, hold on, and I'll get to you right after the break. The bottom line for this debate is this. If Donald Trump comes into this town, there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to welcome him. Let me be blunt about that. I don't think that Donald Trump will come to this debate. I do not think he is going to give any airtime because he will think that he'll boost the ratings if he comes. So he's doing a dance. He's doing a slow striptease, which is kind of disturbing thinking about it even with Donald Trump. But that's what he's doing. He's doing a tap dance. I don't think he's going to come. But there you have this weird array of people who are liable to qualify. Going to break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Former Marine Trevor Reed, who was freed last year from Russian detention in a prisoner exchange with the U.S., was injured while fighting in Ukraine against Russian attacks. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel confirmed the reports, but says Reed was there independently.
We are aware that Trevor Reed was injured while participating in fighting in Ukraine.
The State Department says Reed received help from a non-governmental organization to travel to Germany for medical treatment. The heat continues to break records. Injuries and deaths are rising due to triple-digit temperatures. And off Florida's South Coast, climate and weather teams say the ocean temperature yesterday logged at over 101 degrees, and it could be a global record. The Biden administration has announced it's canceling the debt of 7,400 students who went to College America in Colorado, sued for lying about its successes. It's the latest effort to fix the faults within the Education Department's student loan system. This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. What was thought to be a plane crash is now being called a forced landing. The plane went down early this morning near the EAA Air Venture. According to the Oshkosh Fire Department, they received a call a little after 7:30 that a plane went down just east of the north-south runway near Whitman Airport. Officials say the plane lost power after taking off. The pilot was the only passenger on board and was able to get out of the plane. He was taken to the hospital and treated for injuries. It appears that Powerball has some competition. Last week, the jackpot of $1 billion went to a single winner in Los Angeles. Mega Millions apparently did not like being upstaged. The current Mega Millions jackpot is also approaching $1 billion. The prize for tonight's drawing is $820 million. At these prices, you can't afford not to play. An air quality alert has been issued until 11 p.m. tonight for Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, Brown, and Door counties. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call.
1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, the clown Republican that wants to raise the voting age up to 25, he does understand that it's in the Constitution that it's 18 years old. I mean, that when you come up with something like that, it's beyond me that here's a man who's one of his planks is to violate an oath to the document he is getting elected to. So it just he should just be laughed off the stage. I mean that it's kind of un-American as far as I'm concerned. That
right.
That we have 18-year-olds serving in the service, fighting and dying for this country. Fortunately, at this point in time, not at the level that they were. But I mean that. Where does he pull this out of? I mean, what orifice does he manage to come up with an idea like that?
Here's the deal. If you cut out all voters between 18 and 25, you cut out majority Democratic voters, and this guy Vivek Ramaswamy, I think he has a more authoritarian background. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not elected to office. He's a tech guy, but somehow you know, they trot him out, and he's gotten apparently a lot of donations, at least 40,000 to make the debate, and he'll get up there. And this thing, yes, it's unconstitutional. What he's really saying, Mark, is that he would introduce a constitutional amendment to raise it to 25. That takes 3/4 of the states, 2/3 of the Congress. It ain't going to happen, but it got him a little attention. Like, we're talking about it right now. I have managed not to think about him. And after this show is over, I probably won't have to think about him again. Excellent call. Thank you. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Boy, I tell you, this whole Trump saga gets old. I mean, you just get to the point where I just don't understand how the Republican Party as a whole can support this guy. It'd be way, way better off just to move on for him. That being said, what do you make of today? The Republicans on board now, which I love to do, early voting. What in the world caused that? I mean, it's a great thing, and I hope I hope they stay on board with it. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good. And you're raising something that is a segment subject, and let's hit it right now because you're a great question. Suddenly today, the Republican National Committee started to say, we are now going to start pushing early voting. That's voting by mail. The two ways of early vote, one is by mail. One, you can have in-person early voting. Like in Milwaukee, I go down to the municipal building during a couple of weeks before the election, and this staff, and I vote because I like voting in person, even though it's early, but you can do it by mail. They realize that they are getting really disadvantaged by just stepping back and telling everybody only to vote the day of. The reason there are two Democratic senators in Georgia right now is because Trump went around shooting his mouth off before that election and going, the voting's crooked. You better show up and don't vote by mail. So people believed him. And then what happens if a guy gets sick? What happens if a guy gets called out of town, or a woman? What happens if he has a problem with their kids and they can't vote on election day? That's the beauty of early voting. However, their espousing of this right now is in bad faith, in my judgment, and here's why. They were the ones who blocked drop boxes. Remember? Utah has drop boxes. For early voting, you can just drop it in the drop box, which is guarded, it's photographed, frequently it's in a municipal building or near one, and they're absolutely safe. You know the state that has and loves drop boxes? Utah. Utah is the most, believe it or not, the most Republican state in the union, 70% basically Republican, and they love them. But here they try to make a big deal out of it, no drop boxes. Now there's litigation to reinstate drop boxes, now that Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court as of August 1st, and she made it very clear in her campaign she was for drop boxes. Let's see if the Republicans get behind drop boxes, early drop boxes for early voting. They're saying this kind of stuff to try to motivate some of their, especially upper income people who might not be able to vote on election day because of a problem of some sort. And I do not believe that they are in good faith. But Ronna McDaniel, who is a real piece of work, she is a real piece of work. She's the RNC chair. She's going, and we're going to launch it in Wisconsin and all this stuff. I think it's baloney, but they do say it. Yeah, they do say it. But they've gone around, and Trump's gone around saying how everything's so crooked. I'll believe it when I see it. This is now, we're coming on 6 months that Tommy Tuberville is holding up promotions for flag officers. 6 months. China licking his chops, rubbing their hands. Putin licking his chops, rubbing his hands, sticking a knife in it. In 6 months, that the Senate hasn't done a damn thing to simply override him. 6 months. And I got to say something. I'll just say it right now. Today, Tammy Baldwin announced that she would support a resolution, quote, supporting our service members, end quote. Listen, I want to give some word to the Democrats. Yes, the Republicans will stick a knife in our military because they think it somehow weakens Joe Biden. You want to support our service members? Get up in the Senate and say, get rid of this one guy veto rule. This one guy veto, no one has done it. Not a single senator has done it. Because the vanity and the self-importance and the aggrandizement and the House of Lords attitude is they walk in when no one's around. They say, "How are you, my lord?" "Oh, I'm fine, my lord." "How are you, my lord?" "My lady, how are fine?" "Yeah, blah, blah, blah." Any one of them, they've delegated the right to shut down the U.S. government, even on spending, in this case on promotions. Forget support our service members. Let's support them, actually support them. Service members want leadership. When I served in the Navy, it gave me a lot of comfort that I had a captain that was very experienced. I was a young guy. We had a rear admiral in charge of the fleet, the second fleet, our kinds of ships, our class of ships. We had vice admirals, and then we had admirals. They knew what they were doing. We knew that if they told us to do something and we did it, that they'd taken into account the risk and reward. Right now, there are thousands, because 650 flag officers, that means thousands of other junior officers who are going to be promoted, travel to new locations, sold their homes in some cases, have kids in school, maybe took them out of school over the summer. And they're in limbo because Tommy Tuberville, the chicken hawk who didn't serve, thinks that this is something cool. And that we're getting support our sir. Let's actually support them, for God's sake. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind, Bill.
It's kind of interesting, I believe, as we get closer to the election. McCarthy, Tuberville, all of them, they're panicking. They're like rats in a rain barrel, and they can't get out. And they're going to start trying to drown each other. But the craziness is going to escalate until you say, "Well, boy, I thought last week they were out of their minds." They know. They're in the realization that the best guy they got has more indictments than John Gotti, who was the mafia boss. They know that. They know that. He's notorious. That's the best they've got. Then the next guy behind him can't even win an argument with a mouse. He's got people leaving Florida in droves because they can't get their house insured. That's the best they've got. So now they're scared. "Well, then we'll impeach Biden, or we'll go after Hunter, or we'll do this, or we'll cut back on the military. We'll do something. We've got to get the Americans' attention off of us, because the Americans, remember, Trump never won an election in his life. He lost against Hillary by 3 million votes, popular vote, 3 million. And when he did win because of the Electoral College, that was something that never happened in history. And according to the FBI and CIA, they said that was the Russian involvement, not directly, indirectly, that it happened in. So they know they've got nothing but losing and losing and losing. And they're desperate, because if they lose big, they're done. They're gone. I actually hope somebody like Christie is their running mate, and at least tries to save whatever is left of that party. You know, how many indictments, how many criminal charges? Jordan and his sham hearings, he's got a subpoena hanging over his head. You can't make this up, but they're desperate. And the closer we get, the more desperate they're going to get. That's my thoughts for the day. Thank you for letting me rant.
Yeah, no, excellent as always. Thanks a lot, Bill. And, you know, picking up on what Bill said, what I'm about to read, you will not believe. What I'm about to read, you will not believe. This is an ad that is being sent out by Trump or by pro-Trump people, and they don't send out anything without his approval. And it's been described as the most chilling ad, and it has QAnon overtones that a lot of people have ever heard. And it goes something like this, with a very, very threatening male voice. It goes something like this. Quote, "If I was the deep state, I would rig elections. If I was the deep state, I would do a false flag on mail-in ballots. If I was the deep state, I would sue my opposition. If I was the deep state, I would say that Ukrainian Nazis are good and our Russian friends are bad. If I was the deep state, I would push pedophilia." That's a QAnon thing. It goes on and on for 110 seconds. 110 seconds is a minute and 50 seconds. And it has many, many more sentences than I just described. But this threatening thing, if I was the deep state, and it perverts everything about American democracy, it attacks America. This is a very dangerous circumstance. Very dangerous circumstance. We're going to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind, eh, Nick?
Hey, Matt. It's my understanding that the military always has to have its house in order to be ready to protect this nation, its national security. So this whole rule that they come up with for one guy to hold it up, is it going to be like a Russian or a foreign government gets to one guy in Congress or somebody in our house and then it holds up the military? I don't know why they just go ahead and make their appointments and let them chase Biden in court. Let them chase them for a resolution. And we just, by executive order, make these appointments as a thing of national security and military readiness and move on. And then just let them challenge it and let them waste their time and resources trying to disprove it. We always hear about these rules. It's like, well, now we need 60 people. Now we need this and now we need that. And like, oh my gosh, it's always some crazy rule that always seems to hold everything up.
Right. That's an excellent call, because these rules, in my opinion, are unconstitutional. In the Constitution, you have an upper house and a lower house, and they vote by majority. The Senate, because it's been called the most exclusive club in the world, has passed a rule in the distant past that any one of them can stop anything. How do they stop it? They go, okay, you have 650 admirals and generals. I want a full vote on each one. I want 3 weeks for each one. And then I want to filibuster it. That's unconstitutional. That's effectively denying majority rule. That's effectively denying majority rule. And then they can filibuster it, demanding 60 votes, and it can't even come to a vote. That is unconstitutional. Here's the problem. The Republicans are behind this. Ron Johnson said he agrees with Tuberville. Moscow Mitch said, well, he is in his rights to do it. No, he's not in his rights. They represent me. My rights are there too. So are yours. Should be majority rule. And then not a single any senator has gotten up and said that this is wrong. Get rid of the one veto rule. Get rid of the one veto rule. I agree with you. I think that Biden should just promote them, pay them, and send them to their duty stations and say, sue me. The problem is you have six tarantulas on the Supreme Court. This is a potentially dangerous circumstance. But you're right. The Ruskies could get to one guy, or the Chinese, or the North Koreans, or ISIS. Saudi Arabia could buy one guy. And they can control our government unconstitutionally. We're going to a break. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. We'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves, your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration. Here's Terry Barr.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Whitman Field in Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
That's Dick Napinski. He works with EAA and knows the history of starting in a Milwaukee basement.
They had their first fly-in. It was part of the Wisconsin Air Pageant, and a grand total of EA members, 21 airplanes and 150 people showed up.
70 years later, 600,000 people show up and more than 10,000 airplanes fly in. 2,500 are show planes. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. EAA runs through July 30th. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 70. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 83. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows around 67. Temps above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the mid-80s to the low 90s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 88.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for taking my call. An outstanding show, outstanding callers. You know, I've been watching this for a long time. This is my personal biased opinion, you know, and watching what's happened in our state and then, you know, in other states and then now to our federal government. And, you know, this attempt to destroy our democracy, our freedoms, is significant. And we got to follow the money. And if anybody knows money, please call in with the information. Because these people don't work for us. It's very obvious. And we're kind of pains in the butts for the, you know, the people that are making the big bucks because, you know, we really believe in environmental protections, worker protections, and safety and security and things like that. But these multinational corporations, they don't care about one thing. It's their own pocketbooks, not streets and roads and things like that. And anyway, this attack on our democracy, you know, that was a crime against America. And there's this judge who is a conservative judge. And I don't want to speak for him, but it was just what I gathered from him, Judge Luttig. And he said that, you know, I'm going to just paraphrase, so everybody look him up. He said Trump has been taunting, going after, just right in your face, you know, about his criminality. It's like, go ahead and try and arrest me, you know, and then he'll do this thing where, oh, they're after me, they're after me. But he figures there would not be somebody in that position that would not go after him for the crimes that he has committed. He could have went to work right away, returned documents, you know, not played these games. And to me, it's like, in your face, I'm the king. This is my opinion. I'm the king, and you guys better listen to what I say. And you know what? The law don't apply to me if he gets away with it. And the Republicans, the old Republicans, the mega Republicans, a lot of them left the party that were true Republicans, they're just as bad as he is. And the ones that are running for office that will support a criminal that betrayed America are no better. And, right. And if anybody gets a chance, you got to see it. I tried to sum it up the best I could, but I was blown away when I saw it, and I thought, yep.
Right, no. I agree. Let me jump in because I think you're making a good point. That's Michael Luttig. He's a very conservative appeals judge, but he is very pro-democracy, and he exactly said what you just said. And he was a guy that they were thinking of for the Supreme Court. I don't want another Republican on the Supreme Court, but at least he was pro-democracy, and he was also a commentator in the January 6th commission, and he also was testified as an expert. So that's an excellent observation. Let me put it to you this way. Trump has got, you know, could it have been done earlier and better? Sure. But at the end of the day, Trump has got to be prosecuted. He engineered the non-peaceful transfer of power back to himself, undercutting our election is the most significant attack on our democracy in the history of this country. He's got to be indicted. And it looks like he will be. Could it have been done earlier and better? Yeah. Merrick Garland could have gotten off the stick a year ago and put Jack Smith on this, and Trump would have been indicted before he announced for president, taking some political pressure off. Could somehow there have been a legal basis to get rid of this Mercedes Cannon, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, who is essentially a Trump lawyer, even though she's the judge? Yeah, there could have been. Could we have indicted the Wisconsin fake electors earlier? Yeah, we could have criminally charged them. We should have. But I think that there's a growing consensus to the Attorney General, Josh Call, that he has got to criminally charge these fake electors. They were an integral part of this. Integral part of this. Should the Senate a long time ago have gotten up and said, we're going to get rid of the one man, one woman veto? Absolutely. Because, by the way, they're not just doing this. They're not just doing this for 650 flag officers. They've already threatened to do it for all government spending. And it runs out at 5 p.m. on September 30. Right now, the defense bill, they're only allocating 2.5 days to debate it. It passed the House with a lot of amendments that are unacceptable. They have got to pass it themselves. There's been a lot of crazy amendments offered by these right-wing nuts. Then when they pass something, it's got to be reconciled with the House. And this is to fund our entire military, not just 650 flag officers. This has to all be done by September 30. And the first go around, they're giving themselves 2.5 days because they want to leave on Thursday. Hey, there's no holiday this weekend. What do you mean you got to leave on Thursday? Get to work, guys. Get to work. One senator can shut down the U.S. government. I can't say that more bluntly. One senator can shut down the U.S. government, and that's unconstitutional. I can't say that more bluntly. One senator has stopped the promotions of 650 flag officers and thrown in limbo thousands of subordinate officers who were thinking that they were going to get new commands. And they are demoralizing the American military. And Ron Johnson is for it. And Van Orden is for it. And Tiffany is for them, for him. Every one of these Republican congressmen and every Republican leadership in Wisconsin, the Republican National Committee is for it because they think it will hurt Biden. And because many of them are Russian sympathizers. This is not Ronald Reagan anymore. Do you understand that? A group has taken the name Republican, the brand, and they have turned it into an enemy of the United States, into a treason caucus. The Democrats have the majority right now, and who knows how long they'll have it. Somebody get up there and say, we're getting rid by majority rule of the one veto power for every guy. The Saudi Arabians have already bought golf. Now there was a thing in Sports Illustrated today that the NBA is at risk. The Saudi Arabians just paid $330 million for a soccer player that I never heard of. They have unlimited money. You don't think they can get to a senator? You don't think they've already gotten to a senator? We have a constitution that our founding fathers put together for majority rule. So even if you have a crooked senator, you can overcome it. But because all of these House of Lords love the prestige, they've unconstitutionally delegated the right to one guy to shut down our government. That's got to stop. There've got to be somebody that gets up in the Senate, anybody, say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Stand by for Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate. Great show.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News, Civic Media app.